My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if Patreon is worth it. So Patreon, for those that don't know, Patreon is a site that you can get donations from your fans. So let's say we're doing podcasts right now. We have a Patreon channel. It's like, hey guys, go to our Patreon channel, support us, donate $1 a month, $5 a month. Could be $1,000 a month, that we have different offers for you.
It's usually not $1,000. Those are rare.
Those are rare.
But Eric's right. It's someone supporting you, usually small dollar amounts, 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks, maybe 50 on the high end. And it's typically used by people who have popular social profiles, specifically Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat. Those are the main ones that I'm seeing people promote Patreon on.
I've read some stuff recently about Patreon, about how like it's a very long tail. You might have like, you know, a top like 1%, and then everyone else barely makes anything. So that's how it is with Patreon. So I think if you're trying to make, you know, maybe a couple hundred dollars a month, maybe it's worth it. But I think if you're trying to make a living from it, I don't think it's worth it. Just to paint a little more picture around this, Tim Ferriss, even though he has a couple million downloads a month, he canned his ads and he went with a model that's very similar to Patreon, where people can pay you.
Whatever they want.
He stopped the model yesterday.
He stopped it.
Earlier this week. Yeah. So what he did was that he's like, I'm going to, you know, test removing the ads. And we did an episode on this just to see. We were pretty sure it wasn't going to perform that well, but it was interesting,
of course,
right?
Because ads, businesses will pay you X dollars, while individuals or B2C people won't pay you typically as much.
Yeah. So he just said, look, the maintenance was nothing because people were just donating. There's not much, you know, people like complaining or anything, but it wasn't even close. He didn't share specific numbers, but he's like, yeah, you know, 83% of people were donating maybe like $1 to $5 a month or something like that. But he just found it to be much more lucrative. And also he started getting complaints from people saying, hey, look, we actually appreciated your product recommendations. Anyway, I don't want to go too deep into that. This one's more around, is Patreon worth it? So I think the short answer would be no.
Yeah. In general, if you're just asking people to give you money for the sake of it, you probably can make way more money having a good product or service or running ads, hands down.
Yep.
But if you want to use it, consider using it as, think of it like just extra free money. So you can still do the ads. Like Tim Ferriss could say, hey, donate whatever you want and still run ads.
That's true. In theory,
you can do both. And it may not make you a ton of money, but a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So that's it for today. Simple enough. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Neil and I have a special video for you there to help you grow your business. You'll learn more about it there. Marketingschool.io/live, LIVE. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.